God bless you as you tune in, brethren. Hallelujah. This is a series of recordings that touch on the end of the world, the end times, the end of the faith. It's very vital, important that we know that the Spirit wants us to know this. God wants us to understand what the end is all about. Praise God. God wants us to understand and not be ignorant like the nations around us, but rather that we have an understanding of what he means when he speaks about the end. Praise God. Of course, when people hear the word the end, there's a tendency to think that the end has got something to do with disasters. See, the end makes people tremble, but the end is something that any truth seeker of truth should look forward to. Because the end goes hand in hand with the end of that thing called darkness, the end of the old, the end of pain, sorrows, tribulation, death. And we are ushered into the light. Praise God, where we can know the totality of the joy of our salvation. That salvation that, you know, the Lord has introduced to us through the coming of our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Jesus Christ says he will not leave us comfortless, he will give us the Holy Spirit. And this same Holy Spirit announces to us things to come. We are aware of things to come, we who are saints. See, we are immovable. See, we are immovable by doctrines that, you know, litter the atmosphere. You know what happens year after year? There are always new theories, new inventions. You see, right now, in the year 2011, somebody is saying that, or some people are saying 2012, something will happen and the world will end. So now, these prophecies have always been, things have always been like this. But God wants us not to be ignorant. He wants to give us a clue, see, about the end, so that we can also stand in that end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like, you know, Paul writes in some of his letters, upon we whom the end of the world has come, we who are being gathered in Christ, we who hear the voice of the Spirit and are awakening to the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to understand this terminology in greater depth as we go further into this message. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, you will discover that even the ancients, these olden days prophets like Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, great men of God, sought to understand the end, but it was not given to them to understand what the end is. Praise God. But today, by the grace of the Spirit, by the grace of God, we are able to comprehend this thing in its totality. Let's quickly turn to the book of Daniel. I just wanted to read something briefly. Daniel chapter 12 verse 8. Daniel had received a visitation from above. He had received a visitation from an angel, from a messenger of God, from a personality from heaven. And this personality from heaven started to give Daniel clues about the end of the age. You see, but this message was passed to Daniel in the form of a parable, like riddles. Daniel could not understand what this messenger of God was trying to relate to him. Let us read what Daniel says to this messenger after hearing some of these mysteries or some of these things that this messenger passed over to him. Daniel chapter 12 verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Now Daniel is saying he didn't understand what the messenger was saying. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, For the walls are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Praise God. At that point in time, these things that we are hearing today were not, was not available to people like Daniel. Daniel could only see and hear these things in the form of a parable. Praise God. But it was not given to him, because that salvation that we share today was not available at that point in time. The mystery of Christ, the revelation of Christ, the understanding, the illumination, that bright light shining in the darkness of the hearts of men today, was not available in the time of people like Daniel. Daniel was a faithful man according to his ability. See, but Daniel and co never attained to the promise in the days of their flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, but God is revealing this thing to us so that we can enter in right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. In fact, the greatest mystery here is that Daniel was standing face to face with the end. But he did not recognize the end. What do I mean by this? Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, the end that the Lord wants to reveal to us is not the end of some kind of time frame. It's not the end of this physical world. See, it's not something that can be discerned externally, but rather the end is Christ himself. Praise God. The end is Christ himself. You know that man that Daniel was standing and speaking to was a revelation of Christ himself. Christ was just there in front of Daniel, and Daniel did not understand what was before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the book of Daniel chapter 10, the Bible says when Daniel fasted for 21 days, fasted to get some kind of understanding concerning the end. Now the end at that point in time, Daniel was thinking, his mind was focused on Israel, his nation. Daniel was thinking about their restoration back to the promised land. See, and Daniel knew from the records that it was 70 years appointed to the Israelites to be in exile. And 70 years was around the corner, and Daniel started to pray and fast on behalf of the Israelites concerning the end. You see, but when the Lord appeared to Daniel after 21 days, the Lord started to give Daniel certain revelations that in reality go beyond what Daniel ever expected. Daniel had no way of comprehending this deep thing, these messages that were being passed over to him. Praise God. In Daniel chapter 10, the Bible says that Daniel saw this man from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whose eyes burned like a lamp, lamps of fire, like torches. His body was like beryl, that is transparent stone. See, he had a white garment upon him that reached up to the feet, a linen white garment, and he had a belt tied across his chest, a gold band tied across his chest. And he had, feet like pillars of fire. And Daniel was frightened. Praise God. You see, but what Daniel did not realize that he was seeing the answer to his prayers before him. He was seeing the end standing before him. Praise God. This man that stood before Daniel had a voice which sounded like a row, a crowd. Praise God. Like a gushing wind. It was as if there was a multitude of people in that man as he spoke. It was not just one man speaking, but a multitude in him embedded in that one man speaking. And of course, who wouldn't fear? Daniel was scared stiff. Who wouldn't get scared to see such a thing? You see, but Daniel was seeing something that is the most important thing that every man has to see. Praise God. Standing before him right there was the end. The end that Daniel was, you know, praying about, asking about, and all that. See, but Daniel could not comprehend these things. Hallelujah. See, years later, that is, years and years later, hundreds of years, thousands of years later, the Apostle John had the same revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Apostle John had the same revelation of this same personality that Daniel saw in the book of Revelation chapter 10. And this person appeared as the Alpha and the Omega. The Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. The Alpha and the Omega. If you turn quickly to the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord. Praise God. Which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now go down verse 10, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Praise God. What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. Hallelujah. Unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being told, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, praise God, clothed with a garment to the feet, and girded with pearls, with a golden, about the pearls, with a golden girdle, that is a belt, a golden belt, across the waist. Hallelujah. And his head and his hair was like, you know, white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Praise God. And his feet like unto fine brass, as they burned in a furnace, and his voice was as the voice of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth came forth, you know, a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Hallelujah. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Praise God. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the ending. The first and the last is the same as the beginning and the ending. Praise God. Now this is the same personality that appeared to Daniel thousands, hundreds and thousands of years
earlier. John was seeing that same spiritual man, that man from heaven. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. This is the same Jesus Christ that had appeared in the form of flesh and blood for 3.5 years, manifesting the mystery of godliness before the people of Israel. Praise God. This is the same person that entered into flesh form, became flesh, and was seen by men and angels, preaching the world and taking back into glory. This was the same personality that Daniel saw hundreds of years before the coming of Christ. Hallelujah. And it is the same Alpha and Omega that appears to John the Apostle while he was caught up into the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is interesting to note that even the Lord Jesus in the days of his ministry gave this same John and two other disciples, Peter and James, the opportunity to see him in his true glorious state, his true spiritual form. This same form in which Daniel and John saw in the book of Revelation. When Jesus was taken into, you know, up, he took the disciples with him up on a mountain into a, you know, an isolated place, and the Bible says he transfigured before the disciples. He transfigured and they saw a different Jesus. They saw Jesus in the form of light, hallelujah, with these same light garments, white garments, sparkling white, hallelujah. They saw his face shine like the sun. Hallelujah. They saw a Jesus that they never knew, they never saw before. This is the same Jesus that the Lord wants us to know today as the end of the faith. Praise God. The Alpha and the Omega, you know, emphatically says that I am the beginning and the end. I am the beginning and the end. Now, what does it mean by I am the beginning and the end? You see, what these people were beholding was a spiritual man from heaven. They were beholding a purely immaterial light being, with no form at all, an invisible being. See, all those descriptions that we read, is the face like the sun, the voice like many waters, the eyes would burn like fire, the garments which reach up to the feet which was like bronze, you know, placed in a furnace. All these things are simply allegories to describe the invisible attributes of the Son of God. Praise God. God simply wants us to have a glimpse of what is in the invisible. The glimpse of the man from heaven, the celestial man from heaven. Hallelujah. And God wants us to come to the realization that that is the end of the faith. Praise God. That is the end of the faith. See, our gathering is in that light body. Our gathering is in that spiritual body, in that immaterial body, in that invisible body. That is the end of the faith. Hallelujah. He's here to sound the trumpets and gather his saints who are dead in their sins and trespasses, dead in the illusion of their carnal sense of life. He's here to gather us up, awaken us from the dust, and gather us back into that one man which Daniel and John saw. Praise God. That is why Daniel heard the voice like a growl, like a crowd. He heard multitudes speaking in that man from heaven. He was hearing your voice. He was hearing my voice. Praise God. See, he was hearing the voice of Daniel himself. Daniel was hearing his own voice in that crowd, but he did not know at that time. You see, the seal, or rather the book, was closed at that point in time. So there is no way Daniel could understand what we are understanding today. See, some of these things we hear today, they are so baffling and at times very offensive. Because it knocks down all the religious beliefs and all the garbage we've gathered over the years. Hallelujah. Praise God. John also saw this person whose voice was like the voice of, you know, many waters. Waters talk of nations, people, tongues that are gathered into the Alpha and the Omega in one. One spiritual body. And he says, I am the end. I am the beginning and the end. When he says, I am the beginning and the end, it means that we all originated from that one body. See, but we died. We descended in the transgression of Adam. See, and we put on the image of the terrestrial man. See, and the terrestrial man is diabolical. The terrestrial man cannot enter. He cannot know God. He cannot understand the things of God. See, he's veiled. He's annihilated from the life of God. He's annihilated from the glory and the beauty and everything that is God. See, but God has a plan. Praise God. That's why he's opening this seal today. He's opening this closed book. This book that has been closed for ages to ages is being opened right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, even in the book of Revelations, John saw this same book that was sealed. Hallelujah. It's very, very interesting to note these things. Quickly to the book of Revelations, chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. Let's be fast here. I want us to see how that this book has been sealed all this while. That is why people have not been able to comprehend the mystery of what we are preaching today. Praise God. But the books are being opened right now. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Revelation chapter 10 verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it was aware the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Now this is another version of the Alpha and the Omega, quite similar to what John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 1. Hallelujah. And what Daniel saw in Revelation chapter 10, they are very similar. See, Daniel chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10, they are very similar, these images. See, this same personality coming down from heaven, whose face shines like the sun, the brilliance of the sun. He was clothed in a cloud, glory cloud. And his feet was like, you know, pillars of fire. It's very similar. It's the same personality from heaven, the same man from heaven, the same spiritual celestial man from heaven, appearing as a messenger. Hallelujah. And he had a little book open, and he set his right foot on the sea and the left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Praise God. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which is seven thunders uttereth, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, hallelujah, that there shall be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brethren, these are the days of the seventh angel. Because if you are hearing this voice today, if this voice is ringing in your spirit, if this voice is thundering in your spirit, you are hearing the voice, hallelujah, of the seventh angel, which is the last trumpet. It is the voice of the Alpha and the Omega going forth to awaken the sons of God from the dead. Hallelujah. This same book that was sealed, that was closed in the time of Daniel, is being opened right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that we can hear the seven thunders from heaven. Praise God. Now we have come to the end as we hear these messages. If you can hear it saying that the time of the end, seal it. Praise God. Seal these things until the time of the end. We have come to the end and these things are being opened. Hallelujah. And the secrets of God, the mystery of God is being unveiled before all the nations this very hour. Hallelujah. The mystery of God, the Spirit. The mystery of our origin in that Spirit is being unveiled. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as this thing is being unveiled, the sons of God enter back into the glorious liberty of the sons of God, which is in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is the Spirit. Hallelujah. If we have borne the image of the earthly, which is the natural man of the dust, which is the old Adamic man, by the revelation of the seven, thunders, by the revelation coming forth as the seventh angel sounds the trumpet, we are being lifted up, hallelujah, out of the consciousness of vanity, out of the consciousness of mortality, back into that spiritual consciousness of the man from heaven. Paul says that we are born the image of the man of the dust, that is the man of the earth, the terrestrial man, and we shall also bear the image of the man from heaven. The man from heaven is that same man that Daniel saw in the book of Daniel chapter 10, and is the same man that, the apostles Peter, James, and John saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. Is the same man that the apostle John saw in the spirit on the last day. Hallelujah. We all shall bear that image, because that is the image of the Lord from heaven. Praise God. For John the apostle to behold the Alpha and the Omega, he had to be lifted up into the spirit. Praise God. He had to be caught up into the spirit, because the Alpha and the Omega inhabits the spirit realm. That is the dimension of the Alpha and Omega. That is where he stays. That is where he lives eternally. Now we understand when Jesus Christ says, I am not of this world. It's of that spirit realm, that invisible realm, that eternal realm that never changes. Hallelujah. In that dimension, there is no time, no space. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything is just the Lord and the Lord alone. Nothing changes there. Time no more. That's what the angel says in Revelation chapter 10. Time no more. There shall be time no more. That is the dimension where time ceases. Praise God. We're all speaking here about the end of the faith. Praise God. It's about rediscovering ourselves back in the Spirit. Because the Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. As long as a man continues in the illusion of his natural terrestrial life, he continues on in tribulation, anguish of soul, pain. and he can never find rest for himself. That is why the Lord says, come to me all who will labor, and I will give you the rest for your souls. He's saying, ascend into me. When he says, come to me, he's saying, ascend into me. Ascend back into Christ. Awake from the dust. Because in reality, the way he is the way you already are. Praise God. You are not mortal. You are not material. But you are from that eternal spiritual dimension of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's interesting. Isn't it? Strange things, isn't it? Now let us go back to Daniel and see certain things in Daniel. Daniel chapter 12, the last chapter. Daniel chapter 12 verse 1. And at that time shall Michael, now this is the same messenger from heaven, who we have described as the Lord himself, appearing as a messenger. See, that's the Alpha and the Omega. We have defined that he is the end. Now he is explaining to Daniel here things to come. He's explaining to Daniel things concerning the end of the faith. Praise God. So we are just going to read these things and let us get to understand what the Lord is speaking about. Hallelujah. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that time. Another time that people shall be delivered, everyone that is found written in the book. Praise God. And many of them that sleep in the dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, that's two other personalities from heaven. He saw two of them. Two other ones apart from the one he first saw, who we described as the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. The one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. Praise God. And one said to the man clothed in linen, that is the man from heaven clothed in linen, the one we just read in Daniel chapter 10, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen who was upon the rivers of the waters, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever, that it shall be a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Praise God. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, we just read this. And he said, but I understood. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolation set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1334 days. But you, go thou thy way till the end, for thou shalt rest, and stand in thy lot at the end of days. Praise God. So you can see that the Alpha and Omega telling Daniel that at the end of days, he shall stand in his lot. What he's saying here is that at the end of the day, Daniel will find himself also in the Alpha and Omega. Praise God. If you remember when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, the Bible says that the holy prophets arose with him too. See it? The holy prophets arose with him. And let me tell you, in the resurrection, there's only one man in the resurrection. In the resurrection is the man from heaven. See, Daniel was in that, among those people who resurrected. Daniel today stands in his lot in that body, in that multitude that made that body of Christ, who, like we know, is the Alpha and the Omega, the man from heaven. Praise God. So we are seeing some things here. If you notice carefully, Jesus Christ also extracted some of these scriptures when he was speaking about the end. Because Jesus Christ spoke about the abomination that caused death's desolation. You see this in Matthew chapter 24. Praise God. Matthew chapter 24. Jesus Christ spoke about the abomination that causes desolation. Now let me look for that scripture. Matthew chapter 24. This is the famous end time chapter. Praise God. 24 verse 15. When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Praise God. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Now let's stop there. Now you can see Jesus Christ is talking about this same sacrifice that ceases. This same sacrifice that the messengers spoke about in Daniel chapter 12. See, praise God. Say, Jesus Christ says, when you see the abomination, when you see the abomination that causes desolation, flee to the high mountains. Now, these are spiritual communications to those who can understand. Jesus Christ says, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Not everybody can understand these things except it is given to you from above. Hallelujah. Today we are understanding this mystery because that book is being opened. And we are beginning to understand this abomination that causes desolation. He says when you see it, when you can perceive it, seeing is perceiving that abomination that causes desolation. What is it? Standing in the holy place. The holy place is here. You know that you are the temple of God? You know that you are the holy place of God? See, but there's been an abomination standing in this temple, which the Bible calls the man of sin, which the Bible, you know, refers to as the Antichrist. See, the offspring of the serpent, the man of the flesh. That is the one that has been sitting in this temple, claiming to be God. See, but with the revelation light of Christ, your true identity, as the trumpet sounds and brings remembrance, it awakens you. It brings you back to your senses. And you begin to perceive the truth from God's perspective. Praise God, as you awake. And you begin to now behold the abomination that is sitting in this temple that has caused so much desolation in your life. See, the desolation in your life, the tribulation in your life, your pain, your sorrow, your tears, and everything is simply caused by this man of sin that sits in this temple, in this holy place, claiming to be God. But when you have this revelation, when you can see these things, when the scales fall off your eyes, the Lord says, flee to the high mountains. It is an ascension. You flee to the high mountains, to the spiritual peaks of Zion, the dwelling place of God, where the king seated, where God's kingdom is situated. That is the spiritual realm, the spiritual dimension, the invisible. He says, flee to the high mountain. He says, that is ascend. Loosen yourself from mortality. Loosen yourself from the illusion of your mortality. Loosen yourself from the lie of the devil. And rediscover yourself back upon the pinnacle of Zion. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, the angel that stood on one bank, part of the river, on one bank, now that river is Hiddekel. The name of the river was called Hiddekel or Tigris. It is one of those four rivers that proceeded out of Eden. Praise God. One was standing on one side of the bank of the river, the side where Daniel was, and on the other side of the river, allegorically, God was saying the other side is Eden. So when these two angels were asking for how long will it be, how long will all these things be, he was simply talking about the crossing over from where that messenger stayed, where that first angel stayed, crossing over the river to the other side. Praise God. It's crossing over from the dimension of the world, the dimension of the flesh, back into the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to cross that river. See, it takes 3.5 years, 42 months of walking in the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah. The 6 has to be buried in the 7. 6 times 7 is 42. The 6, that is everything human in us, has to be buried in the 7, which is Christ. And we have to walk by faith 42 months in the spirit of prophecy to get to the other side of the river. Praise God. That is why it says, blessed are those who are patient, blessed are those who come to the other side. Because not every person makes it to the other side. Not all people make it to the other side. Hallelujah, 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 praise God. Amen. Remember the two witnesses in the book of Revelation? The Bible speaks about two witnesses that were clothed in sackcloth, praise God, who were prophesying. Prophesying for 3.5 years. These ones have power to shut the heavens. They have power to plague the earth as often as they want. These are the messengers of God, the witnesses of God, the true witnesses of God. These are the sons of God who have clothed themselves in the apparel of repentance from their humanity and now begin to prophesy truth. They stay in the spirit of prophecy until they are glorified in Christ. Mind you, 3.5 years, 42 months, is not a literal 3.5 years. It's talking about, it's a spiritual term to use for a phase where we walk in the spirit of prophecy, where we walk in that sackcloth and ash, where we are transcending the natural into the spirit. Praise God. It's a continuous walk and it needs patience. Hallelujah. Patience on the part of the saints. It's not a matter of hearing this message, this glad tidings of the kingdom and getting excited and shouting and all that, but rather patience and allowing the Lord to lead you onto the other side. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is able to lead us to the other side. He's here to lead us to the other side. The same way he led the disciples from one side of the river to the other side in the days of his flesh. Praise God. That is the same thing he's doing to us in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all about an awakening from the dead. Hallelujah. Daniel saw people who were rising from the dead. People who were sleeping in the graves. Sleeping in the dust. The Bible says they were sleeping in dust. They awoke from the dust. Hallelujah. This is you and I as we hear the last trumpet, as we hear the seven thunders that were hidden in that book. Praise God. As we hear this thing, there is an awakening, a stirring up in the spirit of the saints. Hallelujah. And as you are awake from the dust, guess what? You find yourself in that man from heaven. You find yourself in the end. Praise God. The Alpha and the Omega is the end. The end of the faith. Those who wake up from the dust
rediscover themselves in that eternal spirit. Hallelujah. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This is the glorious liberty of the sons of God that the creation is groaning to enter into. Hallelujah. It only occurs as we hear the voice of the last, the archangel Michael. This is the same voice of the last trumpet. Hallelujah. It does nothing but reveals the seven thunders, which bring an end to what has been termed the mystery of God. Hallelujah. You know, God has been a mystery all this while. Praise God. God has been a mystery. That's why we have been gone through all the hell we've been through. Praise God. If true people really know what God is, there'll be nothing as hell. Hallelujah. Hell is the result of, ignorance of what God is. So the mystery of God is finished, and we discover that we are in Him. Hallelujah. Because the end of the whole thing is that we are in Christ and Christ is in God. So that God becomes all in all. Hallelujah. We are one with the Father. Every single person is one with the Father. When we begin to awake from the dust, hallelujah, as we awake from the dust, hallelujah, as we hear truth and arise from the dead, you see, when you wake from the dust, all this sense of having a life, molding a life of your own, apart from God, all that thing is abolished. You awake into that one spirit. You stand in your lot in the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the end of the faith. I am the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. The first and the last. Jesus Christ says, some of you here who are first shall be last, and last shall be first. He says, those of you who have left all for my name's sake, those who have left all for the sake of the evangel. Now, you've left all where you hear the voice of truth from above you. You've left all for the sake of Christ. Very much like what Paul says. Paul says, I've left all. Isn't it? Paul says, I've left all that I may know Him. All those things that I counted gain, all those things that I counted to be something important to me, they've all become like dung to me, so that I can just know Him. See, that I may be found in Him. That I may be found in that body. I may be found in the Alpha and the Omega, in the end. Praise God. So Jesus Christ says, those who have left all, those who are like-minded, like Paul, and have left all for my name's sake, for that eternal name that never passes away, the one who is, who was, and who is to come, those who leave all to be united with Him, hallelujah, and to love that name and to serve that name, these ones shall inherit eternal life in the world to come. And that world is already appearing right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. In this present age, brothers, sisters, and hundredfold, I gain you, you gain me. We all one in this one name, in this one family, celestial family that never passes away. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ asks, see, there are some of you here who are first that shall be last, and some who are last shall be first. Now, He was giving a mystery here. Because He was speaking about man's return to the Alpha and the Omega. See it? Because the beginning is the end. We all originated from the invisible. Do you think the devil created you? Do you think you originated from flesh and blood? You originated from the invisible, from God. Praise God. This is the life of every man. This is what the gospel is reminding us of today. See, that you originated from that spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we end up in that spirit.
I am the beginning and the end. Salvation does not come except by the revelation of this eternal name. Hallelujah. We are being gathered into that name today by the revelation that is coming to us today. The people have to hear the voice of truth and let go of all. Let go of all to be married to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Divorce yourself from the natural. Divorce yourself from the realm where people live in relation to vanity. And begin to walk once more according to the eternal Spirit who appears as the Alpha and the Omega. It is important that we know that this is, you know, our life. Our consolation rests here. Hallelujah. If you want to escape the sinful nature, you know, as a result of lust, if you want to escape that sense of condemnation, sin consciousness, and all those things, the only way is to return back to the Alpha and Omega. This is the reconciliation that the gospel has facilitated for us. Hallelujah. Return to the Almighty. Praise God. Return to the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. Hallelujah. Return to the beginning, and you will know that that is the end. God bless you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.